The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Donald Trump and Iran. Donald Trump's made it pretty clear. Harley.
Well, he has. This sounds, I think, kind of familiar, because it wasn't long ago that he was trading these you know, big-time barbs, if you will, with North Korea.
Yep.
Now you got Rouhani, who's saying that, you know, the Trump's policies could lead to the mother of all wars and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So Trump had his own statement, said, stop the rhetoric or suffer the consequences, the likes of few of which few throughout history have ever suffered. No longer a country that'll stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. And then you got Rouhani's people saying, well, that was kind of soft.
Yes.
That was a passive reaction.
Mm.
You know? So they go back and forth, back and forth. And the problem is they have the ability to play with some pretty big firecrackers.
Stop it. Stop it. But basically he's attacking the deal that Obama did in relation to nuclear weapons, and he's quite right to be doing that. Talking about Obama, what's happened to these Obama officials?
Well, you know, John Brennan, the former CIA director, recently said that President Trump should be not only impeached, but he thought he may have committed treason by not holding Putin's feet to the fire, things like that. So there are a handful of these very critical Obama-era people who the push now is to take their security clearances away. Yeah, I didn't realize they still had them.
No.
Really. Because once you're no longer doing it, why do you need a top secret? Nonetheless, on this list are former FBI Director James Comey, the former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Susan Rice, former National Security Advisor, Michael Hayden, also worked for President Bush back in the day, and, of course, John Brennan.
Yep.
They could lose their security clearance.
Yeah, good. I shouldn't have them. They're no longer officials of the government. Now, the meat surplus, a quick one before you go.
Yeah, we have billions, 2.5 billion pounds of stockpiled beef, pork, poultry, and turkey in U.S. facilities. They're not able to, haven't been able to sell it. We have too much of it. And the tariffs have slowed things down, so it's not going out as quickly. I would think it would mean prices have come down, but so far that hasn't happened.
That's dead right. I was just about to think that. Yeah, why hasn't the price come down? Good on you, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow.